friends. Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Oh, what a joyous day it is. So much in the show.
Hey, guess what? Mm. I made my Extremely Secret sound debut.
That's true. I've had a bloody gutful of that, but Amelia hadn't, and so she took over.
We spoke to Em Russiano as well. She's a talented lady.
What a delight.
She's very busy. I don't know how she does it all. And hey, I asked her that question. We also had the debate of whether you should put tomato sauce in the fridge or in the pantry.
It electrified.
Seriously, breaking news over here.
And finally, Amelia had a birthday. I made the decision not to commemorate it out of kindness. Was that the right thing to do?
I'm sure you all look forward to hearing his explanation.
Amelia, James and Hazy. This is Weekend Breakfast.
And now it's time for Australia's favourite new game show.
The Extremely Secret Sound.
I've tried to have this game taken off the air for over a month now. I have no more sounds, the Extremely Secret Sound, but the people, you, the listener, cannot get enough. It is the highest rating game show in Australia. Fact.
Really? Outdoes Family Feud.
Sure, why not?
And you've today, given up, but I've got a sound.
I've given up. Amelia's come in with a sound.
I've come to the rescue.
So we've got an Extremely Secret Sound. Amelia's going to do the sound, and then you can guess what it is. Here's the sound. Sounds like you're having a good time there, Amelia, with the sound.
I'm drinking some milk.
She is drinking milk. And a lot of people would say, well, you've told us it's that she's drinking milk. Isn't that the end of the game? No! The game is Extremely Secret. Call in 131060. What does it sound like the flavour of milk is that Amelia's drinking? Could be chocolate. Could be strawberry. Could be plain.
Banana.
Could be skim. Could be banana.
Skim's
who knows?
A
I don't know. It sort of changes the flavour, doesn't it? Don't question me. I'm the sound master. Call in 131060. What's Amelia's milk? What is it? 131060, call in. Guess the milk.
Amelia, James and Hazy. This is Weekend Breakfast.
And now it's time for Australia's favourite new game show.
The Extremely Secret Sound.
It's time. I've relinquished the reins of making the sound this week. And we've brought in the milk matron, Amelia. She's a milky lass. That's the sound of Amelia enjoying some milk earlier on in the show. But Amelia, what question are we asking the listeners?
Oh, it's not what I'm drinking. No, oh no, we've just told them.
But
that's not extreme.
But what makes it more extreme?
It's not extreme.
What flavour am I
drinking? That's right. What flavour milk is Amelia drinking?
Such a horrible sound.
Guess that flavour. Cheryl from Williston, what kind of milk do you reckon she's drinking?
Oh, I'm thinking Amelia might be drinking banana milk.
Delicious, but no. No.
She
usually loves banana milk. Banana milk is her favourite. She can't get enough.
That's not true.
But not today.
Well, let's go to Kelly from Woodcroft. What sort of milk is Amelia drinking? Kelly, thoughts?
I'm drinking vanilla.
Ooh. Oh, is vanilla milk a thing?
Is that a thing?
It's clearly not a thing today, but
milk?
I understand that it is a thing. Sorry about that.
Sorry about that, yeah.
Dylan from Largs Bay, your thoughts, mate? What sort of milk have we got here?
I'm thinking Amelia's a sweet girl, so a sweet strawberry.
But no. Sorry.
Rachel from Woodcroft, what sort of milk do you think Amelia's wrapping her lips around?
Breast milk.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure a breast was involved
that,
at some point, even if it was just a cow teat. But sadly, I don't think we can accept that today.
Something with the weirdest thing that I've ever heard.
I have tasted breast milk, to be honest.
Of course you have.
I used to live with a lady years and years ago, and she had some breast milk, and me and my housemate tried it. It's very sweet.
We're in the middle of a game show, mate.
I mean, we've all tried it as infants, but on we go. Kylie from Findon, what do you reckon?
Almond milk.
Ooh.
Sounds more like a Kyle than a Kylie. My mistake.
It is.
Still wrong,
no,
though.
Sorry about that.
Still wrong, Kylie.
Ben, cool, what are you thinking? What kind of milk have I got?
G'day, guys. Sounds hey, like iced coffee to me.
Sounds like iced coffee.
Ooh, is it? Ooh. It is!
It is iced coffee! Yeah! Ben! Ben, you've done it again! Or maybe for the first time, I don't keep track of who wins this game. Well done, Ben. Amelia, do you know what he's won?
No.
Neither do I. Amelia was meant to bring the, I don't know. Well, the carton?
Look, it's an empty carton. It's one of those empty Nippies carton.
It's got Amelia's DNA on it. So if you want to clone her, that's the way you'll want to go about it. One free Amelia for Ben.
It's worth 10 cents. Yeah, it's one of those little Nippies ones. Got a bit of sugar in it.
I reckon an Amelia clone would be worth at least 5 cents myself. So almost doubling the value of the prize. Well done, Ben, and well done, Adelaide. You've just enjoyed yourself.
Amelia, James and Hazy. This is Weekend Breakfast.
I quite liked Amelia when we started this show. I thought she was a sensible person worth respecting.
Thank you.
But as we've gone on throughout the weeks and months, and dare I say year, you're just wrong about everything.
No, it's not your fault,
I believe, but insanity. Last week, we sat down on the show. I made you aware of the fact that I, like most conventional, normal, sane people, put butter on toast before putting the peanut butter on.
So you double butter because you put butter and peanut butter on. I actually think we took calls, and I'm pretty sure the majority said
James is a genius.
No, they weren't.
Secondly, today...
How could you afford that? This is a bloke who gave up smoking because he couldn't afford smokes, yet you put butter on.
Yeah, the government doesn't tax butter at 85%, so we're fine on butter.
Sorry, continue.
Tomato sauce should be kept in the fridge. Everybody knows this.
No, you keep it in the pantry.
This is... please don't interrupt me with this nonsense.
Pantry.
The chips from pantry. Are hot. The meal pantry. Is hot. It's too hot to eat. You get the cold sauce... on the chip
pantry.
And you eat it
pantry.
With the cold fridge sauce.
Pantry.
This is
keep it in the pantry.
Unreasonable.
They've got enough preservatives in them that you can keep it
it's
in the pantry.
That.
Yes, it
it's
is.
It's not about that. It's about the temperature. Hazy, where do you stand?
In terms of interest in this? what would I do with my sauce? Okay, look, so I'm somewhat divided because I'll be honest with you, I usually put mine in the pantry.
Ha!
But my wife likes to keep the things in the fridge. So therefore, I understand that my wife is, you know, she's better than me. She knows everything. So
look at that.
That's what
the Hazy household is an overwhelming vote.
I didn't get that impression. 13, 10, 60. Do you keep your tomato sauce in the pantry or the fridge? Pantry is clearly the correct option.
13, 10, 60. Tomato sauce. Where does it live? It lives in the fridge.
No, it lives in the pantry.
You're welcome to call up with another option, but I will be displeased with you on the air.
It's kept on the shelves at the supermarket. In the not cold
where it gets ready.
Section.
That's at like tomato sauce high school. And then it graduates once you open it to the fridge. Look at that. People are calling in already. We're going to play a tune. 13, 10, 60. Get involved.
What, do you keep the ice cream in the cupboard, Amelia?
Yeah.
No, you don't.
Oh,
no,
what next?
It's in the freezer section.
Hey, Amelia. Do you keep Tim Tam biscuits in the sink?
Whoa.
No, you don't keep any food in the sink.
Amelia, James and Hazy. This is Weekend Breakfast.
We're asking the big question now.
Do you keep tomato sauce in the pantry? Sensible option. Or the fridge? Ridiculous.
The big question, James.
13, 10, 60. We want to know what you're doing.
We've been having this discussion in the studio and on the air.
In the where?
On the air. And then during the song, Amelia said something truly baffling. She said, and I quote... I don't even like tomato sauce that much.
I don't have it that often.
I just don't like tomato sauce. She's an Australian, isn't she, listeners?
It's not.
That's a fact. So, 13, 10, 60.
I don't have that much tomato sauce. But you know, when I do have it, I keep it in the pantry.
I bet you couldn't name three brands of tomato sauce off the top of your head.
Fountain.
Okay.
Rosella.
Uh-huh. Heinz, Amelia.
Yes, yes.
Heinz.
Doesn't even matter.
13, 10, 60. Do you keep the tomato sauce in the fridge or the pantry? The fridge is obviously the better choice. And if you want to chuck in whether or not you think Amelia is a genuine Australian or just some weird no tomato sauce having weirdo, I'll allow that too.
Thanks.
No, let's go to Heath from Roseworthy. Heath, what are your thoughts, mate? Pantry or the fridge? Yep.
Nah, mate, she's got to go in the pantry, buddy.
Thank you.
It's like you go to the bakery, you get it off the counter, not out the fridge, mate.
Thank you. Logic. Logic.
It's true of a lot of things. You open the lid and then you put them in the fridge afterwards. So your logic doesn't hold up, Heath. Tanya from Enfield.
He's saying,
yeah, hold on. Hold on, Tanya. Sorry about this.
If you're at the bakery and you get and you're putting, you know, sauce in your pie,
yeah,
it's sitting out on the counter. Anyway.
Yeah, Tanya, no, he's making a good point there.
Tanya,
but
what do you think, Tanya?
Tanya, come on.
Okay, every food product has an iteration. It starts off on the shelf.
Thank you.
And then it goes into the fridge because once you peel that seal,
yes!
then you're allowing the anaerobic bacteria to get in.
Oh, she knows
it. And then it starts deteriorating.
She knows her gear.
It actually needs to go into the fridge.
Wise.
Why would you keep a food product
Truth bomb.
That's live in the pantry, especially if you don't eat it all the time? So you've got this thing that's festering in the pantry.
Yes.
And then you're going to eat it.
Tanya.
Well,
you
Tanya,
know how
I'm
going
to be honest with you. I don't have any tomato sauce at home.
What? Tanya. Look at this. Tanya, do you reckon this woman is just weird?
Out.
The truth comes out.
That's
Thank you, Tanya.
In the pantry. It went rotten. She chucked it in the bin.
Look at that. Tanya knows the score. All right,
I
that's one
of
piece.
By my comment.
Christy,
there's a lot of preservatives in there.
Christy from Aldinga Beach. What do you reckon?
I think it belongs in the pantry, and I actually even rearrange in my friends' houses where it belongs.
Do you?
Hang on.
Well, you take it out of the fridge.
We can blow this open, though.
I take it out of the fridge and put it into the cupboards.
Christy, I'm noticing an accent there. Where are you from?
England.
Oh,
she's from a cold
country. Does it count if you're an English import?
Yeah, that's like the home of tomato sauce.
That's very true.
Yeah,
actually.
Exactly right.
I want us to cut Christy off the air. She said something very silly about where she keeps the tomato sauce. Cut her off. Cut her off right now. I'd say thank you, Christy, but I don't want to. Jake, where do you think tomato sauce goes?
If you read the label on the bottle, it actually says refrigerate after
is that
opening.
Is that like only
Back
one
to
brand?
Basics.
Is that like only one
no.
brand, Jake? Have
no,
you read
that's
every
all
bottle
brands.
In the supermarket?
All
is it
yeah.
like
yeah.
just one?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
You check the bottle and that's all sauces. Have a look next time you're in the supermarket.
Jake,
you do read the instructions, don't you?
Don't
Jake
like
knows
it.
The score. Jake, you're a scholar and a gentleman and you have raised the caliber of this program. Well done.
Guess what? Two apiece. So I've brought the producer, Andy, in here. It's going to be Andy's final say.
Keep in mind, Andy. You have
All
to
right,
both
Andy.
Of us.
And let's just paint a picture. Andy is situated between the two of them. It's a very hostile environment. Two very passionate sauce people. And not
well,
just
I'm
not just talking about
passionate.
James.
Come on. Come on,
there's
Andy.
A lot
where
of
does
energy
it go?
On both sides
where
of
does
me
it go?
Right here. And having gone with Amelia last week and
you
the peanut butter.
Not a
tip no, 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 no.
You can't just take turns. It has to be logical.
Are you going to let me finish?
Yes.
Thank you. I'm going with James.
Thank you. I
Pantry.
Appreciate it.
Pantry.
Pantry?
What?
Pantry?
Fridge.
What?
I was fridge.
Pantry.
Oh, sorry.
Hi, Gary Megan here. If you know me, then you know that I love everything about food, and now I'm sharing that love with my podcast series, A Plate to Call Home. Listen now on Podcast One as I speak to fascinating people about the innovative things that they're doing in food and, of course, share their stories. If you're into food, you'll love my podcast, A Plate to Call Home. Download the app or listen now at podcastone.com.au. No matter what you're into, there's one for everyone.
Podcast One.
Hey, is that all right?
Kissing your dog. Drinking bad milk. Doing this accent. Is that all right?
We're asking whether it's okay to give your partner a list of things you want for Christmas, or should they know you well enough to surprise you with something you want?
They should give you a list. My wife requires a list because I don't know how to choose the right gift, and I've learnt that the hard way. So what? It's just safe for me if I get a list.
James?
Or at least a hint.
I feel like you'd be the surprise. You'd prefer surprise.
I'm a bit of a surprise. So
you are a surprise in person.
Yeah, I'm a real curveball. People expect me to be sort of nerdy and curmudgeonly, but actually I'm ripped.
You're also very thrifty. You're very much, I can imagine you being a bit of a Van Gogh type and be like,
yeah.
Here's my ear.
Well, this year I'll probably splurge a little bit. I hope you're not saying that my girlfriend is the sort of lady that, you know, Van Gogh gave his ear to the woman of the night.
Oh, I didn't know that, mate. No, yeah. I was not calling
anyway,
Taylor a woman of the night.
Just touching base, if you were calling her a woman. I think woman of the night is the only term I'm allowed to use for that at this time of day. Anyway.
Back to the topic.
I like, I like a surprise. This year I'll probably splurge and get her something. You know, we've got money, for a little bit of money for the first time in a long time, so I thought I'd treat her to something nice. But in general, I feel you should know the person well enough to get them a nice gift. That said, I love my parents and I always seem to get that wrong.
I like surprising Matt. Sorry, I got very excited there and I just tipped a glass of water over. I like surprising Matt.
Yeah.
But Matt does not like surprising me and I need to tell him what I want.
He doesn't like surprising. Oh, no, hold on. You phrased that very unusually. Matt doesn't like surprising. So you don't like the gifts Matt gives you.
No, untrue. I quite like, he's actually very good at
but
that.
But he doesn't like.
But he finds it easier if
he doesn't
tell him
like
some
making
things.
You happy with a gift. Is that the.
Is this Matt? I don't do surprises. Axel Whitehead. Carry on.
Okay.
You know, the funny thing about Axel Whitehead, he did do a big surprise.
Anyway.
He whipped his dongle out at the Arias.
Anyway.
Pushing on.
13, 10, 60. What? Should you give your partner a list of Christmas presents you would like?
No.
Or should it be a surprise? Hazy says list.
Absolutely, yes.
You say surprise,
I definitely
James.
Say surprise. You've got to surprise them.
I'm like the taco ad. I say a bit of both.
13, safety 10, purposes.
Let us know.
13, 10, 60, what's the best way to get what you want for Christmas? Ask for it or just have someone who loves you?
Amelia, James and Hazy. This is Weekend Breakfast.
Is that all right?
It's Christmas time. It's time to be buying presents and giving gifts to the ones that you love. And we're asking on 13, 10, 60, is it okay to give your partner a list of things you want to make sure they do it right? Or is the element of surprise lovely? We want to know what you're thinking.
Yeah, I mean, I think if you're in a tattered, hollow relationship and you don't even want to make an effort to get to know the other person, make a list. But if you have warmth and compassion and thought and care, no list to be had.
I don't know if that's necessarily true. 13, 10, 60, tell us what you do in your house.
Let's go to Karina from Modbury Heights. Karina, what's the process in your household?
Oh, I go and buy my own presents and wrap them up
but
myself.
Do you like that, Karina? Do you then get what you want?
Yeah, I do get what I want. I mean, it would be nice to get him to go out and buy something that I'd like and do it all himself for the surprise of it. But in the past, it hasn't worked out well. So I've
exactly.
just taken it to myself to do it. To do it myself.
We don't know, Karina. We don't know what to buy you. And what we think is suitable is just more times than not, it's just shocking.
But it's not just that. It's like even when you point out something exactly that you want, hours before they go to the shop to get it, and then they come back with something completely different.
Because we have short attention spans, all right? So learn that. Does Matt buy you gifts?
Yeah.
And you're always happy? You're always satisfied?
Yeah.
I don't
believe it. Not just about being satisfied. It's about the feeling.
Matt's some kind of genius then.
No, Matt's first gift to me on our first Christmas together was a carton of West End stubbies.
See, he gets you.
It was a joke though, and it worked well.
Joke.
Hook, line, and sinker. And then
she
he revealed
green
the
tins,
actual
not the red tins.
Yeah, prefer VB. It was
saying this like it's humorous. They're both top quality beers.
The humorous part is that he gave me beer for Christmas. That's not funny. You don't give a girl beer for Christmas.
Yeah, he got you a lot of beer.
It got
so
a reaction.
That he could drink it,
generous. And then he gave me an
like Homer
present.
Simpson giving Marge a bowling ball. So you get it back in return. Louis from Andrew's Farm, what's the process in your household?
Well, I've known my girlfriend for 2 years. Every year, it doesn't matter if she knows about it. Well, not every time she knows about it.
Mm-hmm.
And every single time she finds out what I'm going to get her.
Because she looks
even
for
knowing.
She looks
no,
for
she, no, she I get the gift last minute.
What was your gift last year that she cottoned onto?
I got a massage
That's
for Christmas,
mm-hmm.
Plus some candles.
That's lovely.
And this year I went to go get her a dog and she found out before I could even go get the dog.
Well, if you're going to get a dog, that's something that you should probably get last minute. You don't want to wrap a dog weeks before and put it under the tree.
Now, a lot of people say dogs are for life. Let me tell you right now, dogs are just for Christmas.
Goodness me. Amanda's right. Called in, 13, 10, 60.
Wrap this up for us, Amanda. What are your thoughts?
Definitely a surprise is better. Why should we do all the work for the husband?
I mean,
but do you think that's
kind of
risky, Amanda? Do you think that's risky? Or are you very good at acting? Or are you just like, you know, you're just happy with whatever
I'm happy
surprise?
With anything, but you can always return things to the shop. So
That is very good point. Fine print, you can always return stuff.
I mean, who has the time these days to go back to the shops? Do you know what I mean, James?
Just take what you can get. But, you know, this year, in parting, I'd just like to say, I hope we all get what we want for Christmas, the redeeming love of Christ.
Amelia, James and Hazy. This is Weekend Breakfast.
We often talk about on our show how we're just a bunch of best friends.
Mm.
You know, we all have a lot of fun here.
Good times.
Oh, gosh, we do.
It's a reflection of the truth that we live out in our day-to-day lives.
Well, here's the thing. Is it?
Yeah.
Is it? Sure. Do you think we are best friends?
The bestest of friends.
Because I've got to tell you something.
Yeah.
That as my two best friends,
yes.
You failed your job as best friends.
Mm, go on.
It was my birthday in the week.
Yeah, I know.
Was it?
Yeah.
Nah.
Do you think I heard from either of you?
Did you?
No.
I don't remember if I did.
No, I didn't.
I ran out. I was going to text you, but my phone ran out of credit.
You forgot my birthday.
What I did.
Both of you forgot my birthday.
What day was the birthday on?
We can't be.
But which day? Just which day during the week? Which day was it on?
Can someone say something before the emergency tape kicks in?
Wednesday, James.
Was it Wednesday? Mm-hmm. Oh, Wednesday was a very busy day.
That was a tough day.
You didn't even know when my birthday was.
No, but I knew you had one. Here's why I didn't mention the birthday.
I look forward to this.
There comes a time in a woman's life where it becomes a sensitive matter.
Exactly.
When you get to a certain date. And exactly. I know that you're approaching a milestone.
What's that?
We didn't want
big 30 type number. And I thought Amelia might feel uncomfortable about that.
What did I say?
Text. Best to just let it go. That's the kind thing to do.
No, happy 30th, all that kind of gear. Like,
it's not my
30th. What?
It was not my 30th.
Oh, it's your second 29th.
No, it's not. I haven't turned 30 yet. It's not my 30th.
It was your birthday.
And hold on.
You just had a birthday.
Let me just put a hole in that argument.
Yeah.
Is that you don't need to mention the age when you say happy birthday to someone.
I know, but I just assumed you'd be wearing black and staring at a wall and wanting to imagine it wasn't happening. You know, like I thought that's the go.
Didn't you get engaged this year?
Yes.
And did we not get around you for that?
We got around you for that.
I mean, what else do you need? You need a Christmas card as well?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
So, hold on.
It's a needy friendship. Yes.
And I promise to celebrate every birthday you have once you're married. But if the marriage doesn't come off, are we just celebrating your descent into being an old maid? I won't do it. I couldn't do that to you. It would be so unkind.
Amelia, James and Hazy. This is Weekend Breakfast.
Em Russiano, she is a writer, she's a comedian, she's a radio host extraordinaire, and she's also a mum. We're very lucky. I'm excited about this. We get to chat to her right now. Thanks for hanging out with us, Em.
No worries, Doc. Now, Em, you'll be venturing to Adelaide soon, which is quite exciting.
Thank you so much. I'm playing the Febby, and there's only, I think, 60 tickets left, which is awesome.
We shouldn't give any away then, because you can sell all of them.
Pretty much. I know. I'm regretting giving away so much to Today FM in Sydney, actually, because we sold the Opera House out in 20 minutes, and they're hanging on to a couple hundred, I think, for freebies. And I'm like, guys.
Just give them away. I'd like the money, thank you.
Buy them back off you, please. So, you know, I love Adelaide. I obviously lived there for a while and always sell well there, which is nice. So it's good. It's a good time of year to be there. You guys pretty much do everything in 1 month. So
it's a bit hectic, really, and then we go to bed for the race.
And then we flog it as a festival state and we put it on our number plates.
Is there a big overlap between people who love V8 supercars and Em Russiano?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Like often people are torn between the two. Yeah. I have a massive following of V8. Are they cars?
Just the cars. Yeah. The cars come along to the show.
Just the cars.
Yeah, they love it.
Hey, and while we've got you, we're all at different stages of our life in here. I'm about to have a baby. My wife is 6 months pregnant.
Aww.
You've got, you've done all that. So you got any advice for me and my wife?
Nah, don't take any advice. Everyone's a dick. Everyone will try to give you advice. And honestly, you're on your own path. You're on your own track. And I think I listened to too much advice and then really worked myself up. There's a great book. The only book I recommend reading is Up the Duff by Kaz Cook. that book got me through pregnancy, but everyone is very well-meaning. But you just know what to do, guys. Don't even worry. You just know where to put things and what hole goes where. And yeah, like you'll be fine.
I don't know the answers to any of those questions.
I don't think he needs the help on the conception. He's got that.
Yeah,
he's got that literally. Let me ask you about your show. So it's called Evil Queen, and for the 60 people who can still buy tickets in Adelaide, what's it about?
The show is about how I've always identified with the evil queens in the Disney classics and in, well, any show. I always go after, and I'm always attracted to the dramatic, well-dressed,
Ursula's the best one.
Ursula's my favourite.
Angelina Jolie in, what's that one?
Maleficent. That's it. Yeah. And sometimes I don't think they're evil. I think they've just been pushed over the edge by like a useless king or a real, you know, a shit ass daughter. And I think that, you know, we're so quick to label women who are ambitious and powerful as evil. And I also understand, you know, Maleficent had her wings hacked off and then.
Yeah, that was awful.
She got really upset. And also in the most recent one with The Rock. What's the name?
Oh, Moana.
Moana.
I went to that. My girlfriend's a Samoan and we cried with the girl's big hair. It was very moving.
How beautiful was that? That was the most luscious hair I have ever seen.
Four animators on $100,000 a year each doing that hair.
Worth it every cent, I have to tell you.
Em, all right, we do have, like we said before, we've got two tickets to give away to your show. The stock standard thing would be to say, don't. No, tickets are out.
You can't scalp your own show, Em.
We could get listeners just to call up 1060, here's the tickets, but why don't we put a spin on things? Could we put it over to you just to...
What do you want people to do?
Yeah, something a little bit different.
They have to call up and sing their favourite Disney song.
Done.
Yeah, like could be anything.
And you can't participate, Amelia.
Can I? guys, thank you so much for having me on to haul my wares. I appreciate it.
No, we can't wait to see your show and thanks for chatting with us in little old Adelaide.
No, oh, come on, you guys are all right. You've got the cars and the things. Thanks, guys.
Amelia, James and Hazy. This is Weekend Breakfast.